Today we come to the fifth and final installment in our series on redeeming the time. Over the last few weeks, we have been encouraging you with some practical ways that you can schedule your time either daily or weekly, so that the fresh consecration that you have offered to the Lord, either this summer or at the beginning of this new school year, could be preserved and could be worked out in a practical way. We have suggested some things concerning the life practices and meeting with companions, and also in the area of the Word of God, of reading the Word, and in the area of the Gospel. Well, today we'd like to come to a very, very practical matter, and that is the church life. The church life is a practical life, and the church life requires our time in participation. Of course, over the last few weeks, in many of the things that we've fellowshipped with you, we've encouraged you to put this into practice with some companions. The Word encourages us to flee and pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And it's a good way to preserve ourselves in all the things that we want to accomplish by being accountable to companions. And so we have encouraged you very strongly to meet with companions, even to have morning revival once or twice a week with companions, or to gather after school or in the evenings to get into the Word, to pray for one another's burdens, to pray for the burden of the Gospel together. Well, that is one very, very practical aspect of the church life. And the Word encourages us in Matthew that wherever two or three are gathered together into the Lord's name, there He is. We have His presence. We would also like to encourage you strongly to participate in other areas of the church life, namely the church meetings, the church services, and the small group meetings. It's interesting that Ephesians 5:16, which has been our key verse over these few weeks, which reads, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil," that this verse is followed by these subsequent verses. Verse 17, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." 18, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit." 19, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord." So the verse that tells us we need to redeem the time is followed by verses that encourage us to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This implies being with other believers, either in twos and threes or in the church meetings. And in the following verses, Paul develops the burden concerning Christ and the church. So the way to redeem our time, actually a most practical way to redeem our time, is to be involved in the church life. In Hebrews 10:25, it mentions, "Not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near." Brothers and sisters, we must not abandon our own assembling together. Each of us needs our own assembling together. Each of us needs a church life, an assembling life. We do not want to have the kind of situation where the young people have a church life just all to their own, meeting just with young people, having your own meetings, your own conferences, your own service, your own gospel preaching, and never mingling together with the older saints in the church life. That is not a healthy situation, having a kind of parallel church life like that. So we want to encourage you very strongly to participate in the meetings of the church. I would like to read to you an excerpt from a Brother Lee's fellowship in the book, The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1968, Volume 2. In a section entitled Learning to Function in the Meetings of the Church, our brother says, the young people should also learn to function in the meetings of the church. The young people who are high school age should begin to bear some responsibility in their spiritual family. You should attend the regular meetings of the church. Oh, I'd like to repeat that, brothers and sisters, to all the young people. You should attend the regular meetings of the church. At a minimum, you should not miss the bread-breaking meeting, that is, the Lord's Table meeting, and the fellowship meeting of the church. I hope that every week you would attend these meetings. Of course, you should definitely attend the young people's meeting. In the meetings of the church, you should not act as if you are guests or spectators. You should not wait for the older saints to function out of deference for their age. This is not right. When you are in the meeting, you should try your best to release your spirit. In the church, you are an adult, and you must bear responsibility. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope you would take this word to heart. In the church, you are an adult. Do not consider yourselves to be less than the other saints, less than a normal member of the body of Christ. When we're in the meeting, when you're in the meeting, we're all the same. We're all adults and we all must bear responsibility. I'd like to continue a little of the reading. When a new generation comes of age and begins to rise up, the atmosphere of the family changes. This is normal. The young saints must bear this responsibility. When you come to a meeting, you should open your mouth and release your spirit. You should give testimonies, sing hymns, and give praises. In short, you should stir up your spirit. The stability of the older saints should not be viewed as a barrier to the lively and energetic release of the spirit of the younger saints. In the meetings, you should be active by singing hymns and by praying in a released way. Furthermore, your spirit should be uplifted and you should release testimonies that are real and practical. There is a rich source, a living and fresh supply within all the young people. You should not rely on listening to messages, but rather exercise to function more in spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, I do hope you would take this word to heart and schedule every week to participate in the regular meetings of the church, even the church prayer meeting. It would not only be an encouragement to the brothers and sisters, the other older brothers and sisters in the church that are in the meeting, actually it would be a real blessing to you. You would really experience the corporate blessing of the church meetings. We also want to encourage you very much to participate in the practical service in the church life. I would like to read another excerpt from Brother Lee's fellowship in this same book, The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1968, Volume 2. In this section, Brother Lee talks about the young people bearing a double responsibility. Firstly, in preaching the gospel. We talked about this last time. And secondly, in serving the children in the church, that is, serving in the children's meeting. In the chapter, Brother Lee says the following: the young people should also bear responsibility in the children's meeting in every local church. The children's work is not less important than the young people's work. If all the local churches labor well in the young people's work and in the children's work, the future of the churches will be unlimited. The young people and even the children will influence their parents, and this influence will be both deep and widespread. Hence, the young people should bear this double responsibility at this time. On the one hand, they should preach the gospel to their classmates, and on the other hand, they should help with the care of the children in the church. They may skip other services, but they must help with the children's work. They must preach the gospel and participate in the children's work. The young saints will have much influence on the children. How you conduct yourselves, how you behave, how you dress and adorn yourselves, and your attitude and expression will greatly affect them. Hence, it is not enough to speak and teach. You must also have a proper expression. If you love the Lord, the children will be affected by you and will also love the Lord. If you forsake the world, the children will be affected by you and will also forsake the world. If you take the Lord as your life and live unto him, the children will surely see this. A child typically sees things very clearly. Consequently, as you lead the children, you must pay attention to what you are before the Lord. Your expression before the children must be entirely of the Lord. When the Lord is lived out from you, it will make a deep impression on the children. Even if these children stumble and turn to the world, the impression they receive from you during this time in the children's meeting will be with them throughout their life. Such an impression will preserve them and enable them to return even after many years. Hence, when you lead the children, you must have an expression of being consecrated absolutely to the Lord and of being joined to him. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a blessing it would be if all the young people in the Lord's recovery would have the burden for the ones younger than themselves and serve in the practical service of the children's meeting in the church. We really encourage you. And this, as with the church meetings, is not only a blessing to the ones you're serving, not only a blessing to the ones you're meeting with, but you will see that it will be a blessing to you. Service is a blessing for us when we pick up this kind of responsibility. I'd like to read another excerpt from this same chapter under the section Taking Part in the Services of the Church. Brother Lee says, as energy and time allow, the young people should also take part in other miscellaneous services in the church. For example, you can serve in ushering, in the business office, or in cleaning. This is a blessing to the church, and it is also something that will build up the church. In these services, the young saints are spontaneously blended into the church life through the practical coordination and fellowship with saints of all ages, including their peers. This will help them greatly to grow in life and to manifest their function. So you see, brothers and sisters, by participating in the practical services in the church life, you can be blended spontaneously into the church life through your practical coordination and fellowship with the saints of all ages. This is a wonderful way to really participate in the church life, and this is a most practical way to surely redeem your time. Finally, we would like to encourage all of you to participate in the small group meetings in the church where you are. By participating in the group meetings, you can be blended together with the saints of all ages and really experience the reality that the church is the family of God. It would be so good for you to participate as a member of the body, and you'll find that these meetings can be very refreshing, full of mutuality, and you can receive a lot of shepherding in the group meetings. Well, brothers and sisters, that's all for today, and this concludes our fellowship in this series. But I do hope that you all would consider all these matters, especially our burden today concerning the church life, that you would every week have some time practically set aside to be with companions in groups of two and three, pursuing the Lord together, that you would have some time in the church meetings with all the saints and functioning, bearing responsibility in the church meetings, that you would participate in the practical services in the church life. And you would experience yourself what a blessing it is to bear responsibility in the church and to be built up and blended with the saints of all ages. And finally, that you would participate in the group meetings to be built together with the saints. Well, we stand with you, we pray for you, that through implementing all these practical matters that we fellowshiped with you in these last few weeks, that you would have a good going on this school year, and that the consecration that you offer to the Lord would be preserved, and that you would have the rich enjoyment of the Lord in the church life. May the Lord bless you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you afresh. Oh, Lord Jesus, build us into the church life. We love you, Lord. Oh, Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.